Thank you for tuning in. This is the Fit Minute Podcast, where we talk all things health, fitness, and lifestyle. And now for the show.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Gabby Mazur. And on today's episode, I have Tom Palladino, a holistic health expert and scalar energy researcher. Welcome to the show today.
And I thank you.
Pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on. So let's get right into it and tell me, what exactly is scalar energy? Where does it originate, and describe its nature? What is it all about?
Thank you. I work with scalar energy. I'm a researcher, and I've developed scalar energy instruments that control the energy of the sun and the stars. So to be the initial energy from the sun and the stars, scalar energy is the energy that powers the universe, if you will. And if you consider that, then it's a fundamental force. That's what I want to drive home. I'm working with this life force energy of the universe.
Okay. So what exactly do you do with that? And how does that help people? What are you trying to...
That's the key. I'm in my laboratory for a reason. I want to demonstrate my instruments. These okay. are scalar light, scalar energy instruments. Now, when I work with people, I work in the realm, if you will, of quantum health. It's not biological. It's energetic. It's informational. Now, these instruments are unique. This instrument is now on. It's operating. It's so strong, it gives off a great deal of energy that it could illuminate a light bulb if I hold it close to it. So this is a scalar energy instrument. Pulsing, giving forth that life force energy. Now, how does that apply to people or animals? How can we, if you will, take this technology and put it into common layman's terms and help people? We do that by way of a person's photograph. I'm going to hold up my photograph. My photograph has energy. There's a force field, an energy field on that photograph. I don't work with people, I work with their force field or their signature on a photograph. Now, what's key to understanding this energy is everything in the world has a signature or a force field. So I don't work with people, that's too difficult. Again, I don't work in a biological sense, I work in an informational sense with the information on a photograph. And if somebody were to send me their photograph, I would place it in the instrument. And the instrument gives off such a great deal of energy, it will balance their chakras. If the instrument can illuminate a light bulb, it can illuminate the chakras or the brain waves. So the amount of energy going into that light bulb is identical to the energy going into my brain or my chakras or my mind. So this is the new technology of not working with electricity. We work with a different energy spectrum in which we work through a photograph, which has our signature, which has our force field. I connect to the force field. I don't connect to the person. This is the new science of scalar light.
So how does that, from a photograph, connect to the person?
We can only theorize. Nobody knows, but it does work. Now, one theory is that a person can bilocate by way of their photograph. Now consider teleportation or consider quantum entanglement, in which everything is interconnected in the universe. This is quantum physics, in which my photograph connects to me, or at least energetically. So instead of people coming to my lab, they send their photograph in substitution. Now, we're having a conversation through our computers. You're not in my lab, I'm not in your office. But we can share our images through the computer. Well, likewise, people share their image through this photograph to my instrument. So you're not physically present, it's your force field or your energy field that I see through the computer, so to speak. Well, likewise, with the scalar energy instrument, I never work with people, I work with their images. This introduces a new science in which you're not in one place at one time. You can teleport and you can bilocate to many places simultaneously.
Fascinating.
Yeah, there's a lot there. There's a lot to unpack there. But you know, that's what I've discovered. And my predecessor, a man by the name of Hieronymus, was able to work with the Apollo 11 astronauts during their moonwalk by way of their photograph. Well, I think that that tells us something, that even if the astronauts are 250,000 miles away, they still have a force field that can be accessed. Mm-hmm. Scalar energy instrument can access anything that's imprinted, that's embedded on a photograph.
Hmm. So what else can you do other than, so you have the chakras and the meridian points. You can also, what else can you do with this scalar light?
It's unlimited, but what I'm simply going to speak about today is my ability and what I've discovered. I'm going to hold up a photograph of the influenza virus.
Okay.
Why do I use photographs? A photograph is a source of light. It does not rely upon human interpretation or human endeavor. There's no human reasoning to my work. I want to make this clear. I only work with energy. Energy does all the work. If I took my photograph and placed it in the instrument side by side, this photograph of influenza, each has a signature. Influenza has a signature. I have a signature. The instrument would pick up on the signature of influenza and identify it in me. And in so doing, the instrument would negate, would remove the influenza virus, bring it to a state of chaos. So instead of working biologically with people, we work with their force field, their energy field, to identify a pathogen and eliminate it, eradicate.
Hmm. That's crazy.
Yes, it's quite, well, it's groundbreaking.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to wrap your brain around how, because it's how. Like, I mean, I can understand exactly what you're saying, you know, when we talk about the picture, when we talk about, you know, light and chakras and energies and all of that, but it's hard to comprehend. It's just hard to comprehend to really kind of wrap your brain around how that works.
You're right. And you start off by saying this is not electricity and magnetism. This is the quantum dimension, or what some people call Tesla energy or zero point energy. The physics that we were taught by academia in high school and college is not the physics that I'm working with. I'm working with non-physical information. Some people call that Christ consciousness, or some people call that the eye of God. So there is another physics textbook that must be written. I'm serving to write that new textbook, in which we're beyond electricity. We're not working with electricity and magnetism. It's very promising because this new technology does not rely upon a physical apparatus. In other words, I can access a person's force field through the ether. I do not have to have that person come to my laboratory. Now, thank God that we can have a Zoom conference and we, at the distance of thousands of miles, we still can communicate with one another. So if we can communicate by way of computers, why can't we communicate by a photograph? We can. The Zoom conference we're having is an electromagnetic interface. This conference call with my photograph is a interface with scalar energy. That's the difference.
Well, it's interesting because when you talk about magnetism or when you talk about electricity, there are things that you can physically, I guess you can't physically see. Well, yeah, I mean, you can. If you put two things together, it sparks. Or if you put two magnets together, they either come together or they push apart. So you can physically see the result of magnetism or electricity and turning the light on. But it's the same kind of concept. When you put the light bulb close to the instrument, it does turn on, but you're not touching it to the instrument, which is correct. Something you would do if you were using electricity. So it's like you're trying to grasp this new thing that's just so kind of mind-blowing and yes, groundbreaking, really. I mean, and think about when electricity was created, that probably was the same thought process that they were going through. Like, how is this possible? Is this voodoo or magic or whatever this is? So it is very possible. But where do you think that the future of this is going? Where do you see this kind of taking form and going for the future?
Free energy. Again, this energy is from the sun and the stars. Mm-hmm. If I can light up a light bulb locally, I should be able to illuminate a light bulb at a distance. Mm-hmm. If I can do that, then we don't need power plants. This is free energy. So what's my point? When I work with a person's force field, the force field is free energy. Mm-hmm. Mind you, I don't need satellites or cell phone towers. I don't need any connection. I access the force field with the pre-existing infrastructure, which is the universe. So this is free energy with the free infrastructure. This technology will solve the energy crisis.
So how do you, okay, so how do you harness that and put it out there into the world? So like if you have an energy planner and you have the cell towers and all that, how do you do that with this equipment?
I think in the future, all you need is a photograph of, say, a building. You'll be able to illuminate the building or an object. Because if I can access the force field of a person, I can access then the photographs of a building likewise. So my point is, don't think in physical terms. All of this is non-physical. The universe is the information system. It pre-exists. We don't need to build bridges or highways. We don't need cell phone towers. You don't need transformers. All of that is gone. It's obsolete.
That's, yeah, again, hard to wrap your brain around to see how, you know, it's fascinating.
Thank you. It's groundbreaking. Tesla worked on scalar energy instruments. My predecessor, a man by the name of Hieronymus, developed this instrument, and I've modified this instrument. Mm-hmm. It has no moving parts. Why? The kinetic energy is from the sun and the stars. There's no motor. There's no induction motor. There's no motion here. You don't need an armature. You do not need a turbine. The motion is from the sun and the stars. So this is the free energy that we can tap into that pre-exists. And the fact that it's non-physical, there's no pollutants, there's no harm, there's no carbon footprint.
So in terms of people, how does this scalar energy help to support our health and our well-being?
Okay. So for 1 hour a day, if people send me their photograph, I balance their chakras. Again, if I can illuminate a light bulb, I can illuminate their mind. What's the upshot? People say that they feel better. You have this download. You have this afflatus of pure light going into you. Some people are happier, experience a sense of tranquility. Others have said that this process, this illumination, has lifted their depression, which makes sense because you're going to rewire the mind. You're going to rewire the brain waves. Now, I do that for 1 hour a day. And then for hour number two, I take a person's photograph and I'll scan thousands of species of germs, microbes. For instance, this is a photograph that has 15 different viruses. If I were to place this photograph in the instrument side by side my photograph, the energy would find the source, would find the signature of those viruses and eradicate them. So in a span of 1 hour, I can eradicate potentially now thousands of microbes, their energy field. I call that the pathogenic cleanse. I do that with viruses. I do that with bacteria, et cetera. And it's quite effective. People say that after this pathogenic cleanse, they feel better. Their sinus is clear, et cetera. And then finally, for the remaining 22 hours, and keep in mind, I only work with photographs because I work with force fields on photographs. This is a photograph, vitamin riboflavin, B2. If I were to take my photograph and place it in the instrument with riboflavin, I receive energetically the vitamin. It's not a caloric intake. It's not a chemical. I receive the energy of riboflavin. So this is a new way of nutrition, not taking a supplement, not eating food, but receiving it energetically through the force field. So that photograph of riboflavin has energy, vitamin energy that supports me, soul, mind, and body.
So what's the benefit of receiving the energy of the nutrient, and how does the light energy do that?
When you receive a vitamin through light, nothing can impede it. Number two, you do not rely upon metabolism or the circulatory system. This is not a metabolic process. So you're receiving light. Light is fundamental. You're receiving your nutrition through light, which is the perfect delivery system. And in so doing, you, your entire soma, your soul, mind, and body receives that without interruption. There's no event that can obstruct this. So it's perfect nutrition through light, administered by light, allowing you to achieve perfect nutritional status. We don't have to rely upon the circulatory system to deliver this.
So when we take in nutrients, your body naturally expels whatever it doesn't need. So say you're taking vitamins, right? A lot of times when people take multivitamins or take, you know, whatever they're taking, your urine comes out in a like bright yellow or bright orange because you're expelling all of that. So when you're doing this and transmitting that, does your body know like energetically how much it needs and when to stop? And is that a thing?
Precisely. The fact that we're working with light, and light, you cannot overdose on this light. There's never a biological reaction. So by placing a photograph of a vitamin in the instrument decides, the energy decides what amount, so to speak, what energetic character you need. So there's never, if you will, a detox. There's never, if you will, too much an overexposure, because light does not have a biological consequence. So I simply turn these instruments on and I walk away. They're operating 24 hours a day. They're operating when I'm sleeping, not relying upon human reasoning or human action. So much like the lights on your home can stay on 24 hours a day, my lights stay on 24 hours a day administering nutrients. Never once, if you will, entering into that biological realm. Never once occasioning a biological, biochemical reaction. There's no biochemistry here. It's all light.
So let's explain a little bit. We'll go back to the chakras and the meridians. And, you know, I'm teaching a class right now, and what I'm teaching actually is chakras. But for those people that don't know or don't understand chakras or what they are, can you explain a little bit about chakra energies and why they need to be balanced or unblocked and how the energy light does that?
Yeah, thank you. So we do have chakras, and those chakras are seven points of light. Those are main chakras. And then you have to say to yourself, well, what causes a chakra? It's scalar energy. And this is why Western science has not accepted chakras as they should. Chakras are accepted, if you will, by many cultures because they're spinning vortices. Well, what is that? It's a scalar energy spinning vortice. Scalar energy spins. It spins, plain and simple. Okay, so with that in mind, a scalar energy instrument will re-spin or recalibrate the spin to the chakras. This is why many people come to me, they say they're depressed. By re-spinning or recalibrating their chakra spin, they're happier. Some people give up addiction, or if you will, they no longer are procrastinating. It gives them a lifestyle of achieving goals, setting goals and achieving goals. All by rebalancing, if you will, reformatting the mind and the chakras. Our brain waves are scalar waves. Our chakras are scalar waves. And now we have a firmer understanding of how we think scalar energy and what are the spinning chakras. They're spinning vortices of scalar energy.
So each chakra or each energy point has something to do with, you know, each point in your body, but also coincides with, you know, your kidneys, your liver, or depression and anxiety, or, you know, sexual tendencies, love and love and the ability to love. So there's all these different meanings for each of the chakras too. So balancing them, you find that you don't get the negative aspects. You find all the positive characteristics of that chakra. So it's interesting that you kind of work with that, and you are correct. It is, you know, Western medicine doesn't necessarily talk about that, but in most cultures of the world, they do believe in those energy points, and they do, you know, when teaching yoga or when teaching other forms of exercise and meditation, they talk about the chakras and balancing them and why it's important to do so. But, you know, I would like to know, and I'm sure my listeners would like to know, your personal experiences of people that you've worked with, that you've seen some maybe amazing results or experiences you've witnessed working with people or in your lab.
Yeah, I've had some people say after the chakra balancing, they're no longer depressed, or they've given up alcohol without any withdrawal, or even heroin without any withdrawal. Why? This is not a chemical withdrawal.
And how long of working with you with the light therapy does something like that take?
Sometimes only a month or two. I can't control how the energy is going to have that effect on their psyche. But if you read our 4,000 testimonies on our website, many people attest to that. So again, this is the new tool in the shed. We've never worked with this tool of scalar energy. It's a new and emerging science. Here's something else I'm very proud of. We work with clinics around the world. This is a HIV AIDS clinic in Delhi, India. This is our work, that humanitarian outreach. Om Prakash HIV AIDS clinic. And after working with these people, we simply match up the HIV virus and bring it to a state of chaos. How do I do that? I take a photograph of the HIV virus. There's, again, no human reasoning. I match it up with the people. The two photographs communicate as we're having a communication through this conference. The instrument, the energy, can find the signature of HIV on the people and bring it to a state of chaos. That's the best way for me to describe it. I can't describe it in biological terms. This is not biology. So the energy field of HIV is detected in the people, and we remove that energy field. Okay. After we've worked with these people, some of them had a follow-up PCR test. This is one of the follow-up PCR tests, in which after we subjected their photograph to scalar energy, this individual no longer has a viral load for HIV. We've worked with over 5,000 people at this clinic, and everybody feels better. And if those who wanted to have a follow-up PCR test, all of those PCR tests are undetectable, no viral load. No viral load for HIV. Can that be explained by Newtonian science? No. No, this is not Newtonian science.
Huh. Yeah, it's hard to comprehend because it's just so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Different.
Imagine this. I see you in the computer, you see me. This energy, once again, is working on you through your image. In other words, if I could take a photograph of this computer screen and I see Gabby, I'm going to be working with you energetically through the computer screen, not as a person, not as a human being. So what am I getting at? This is the new science in which a person can bilocate or multi-locate. This gives credence to the notion of teleportation. When a person sends me their photograph, they are teleporting to me. When I'm working with people or animals around the world, they teleport to me. And that's so important because we now understand that the notion of quantum entanglement is real. Teleportation is real. The means to teleport is by way of scalar energy. These are goats in Tanzania that I work with. By the way, I've never been to Tanzania. I have no idea what those goats need, but the energy does. And I simply place the photograph of the goats inside the instrument. And so to speak, the goats teleport to me. And in so doing, I work with their energy form. Now, if that sounds like Star Trek to you, well, so be it. This is the future.
You know, you can say that, though, but the way that technology has increased and come along so advanced in just the last even 10, 15, 20 years is unbelievable. Whoever thought that we would be sitting here talking to each other over a computer? I mean, that's even mind-blowing to think. I mean, I remember, you know, 30 years ago talking to my grandmother on the phone overseas, you know, she's in Europe and I'm here, and it costing $8 million because we didn't have cell phones. And, you know, it was so expensive to call international calls. And here now everybody has a cell phone, and I'm, you know, messaging my family overseas. And it's like, you never thought that these things would be possible. So to think that this is possible is not really unheard of, but still interesting to think that this is a possibility too, that it is something that can happen and that can be, and to wrap your brain around those things. I know I had a podcast a long time ago where my guest was talking about the creation of ice when people had ice machines, and they used to go and get ice from the icebergs and chip it off and then track it back to the villages, you know. But when they created the ice machine, it was like, oh, that's bad. That's terrible. You know, it's poison and it's whatever. But now an ice machine is just, you know, we have it. We have it in our refrigerator. Everybody has it. And you don't think twice about it. So, you know, in 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, this will just be another form of medicine, or will just be, again, making your energy plants obsolete, or cars driving by it, and we won't even think twice about it.
Thank you. So this is the future. Nikola Tesla was the first man to harness scalar energy. And we have to follow up on his work. And this is going to change our social order. I've said this so many times. Free energy, this new energy system, it's going to level the playing field. It will make things fair once again. It will allow people to have the economic advantages that they deserve.
Yeah. Can you explain a little bit about how scalar energy is similar to as photosynthesis is to plants?
My predecessor, a man by the name of Hieronymus, worked with scalar energy instruments. He's actually the one who developed this instrument. He grew plants in his basement with a scalar energy instrument. The plants were in the dark. Huh. So he proved by funneling scalar energy into the basement, and these potted plants were relying upon that energy source. And again, it was a pitch black, dark basement. He proved that the driving force of scalar energy is responsible for photosynthesis, not necessarily the electromagnetic spectrum. So,
yeah,
if you can grow plants in the dark with scalar energy, then everything in the world, it's my contention, relies upon this energy for life.
And none of that is bound by time or distance either. Like you said, you are, you know, doing things in India with a photo for those people there.
Yes, precisely. So this changes the world. We now can transcend time and space. Thank you for making that apparent. What if people would have to travel to my laboratory in order to receive this healing? It'd be too expensive. Instead, I've worked with 5,000 people at this clinic, and it took a photograph. This is the easy way in the future, people. This is going to save us time and money. This is the easy way. This energy system is far preferable to that of electricity and magnetism.
Well, that's all it's so interesting. And I definitely believe in energies and chakras and all of that. And I know I believe in that. And there is energy that flows through us and through plants and through the earth and through people. And I think if it's something that we can untap, the possibilities are endless.
Yes, the possibilities are endless. keep in mind, this is energy. Energy is fundamental. The only thing that's fundamental in the universe is energy, light. So energy dictates nature. This is energy, and it then instructs the universe. So when you're working with energy, you're in the driver's seat. You're driving the car. You're in command.
Very cool. So if people are interested in learning more about you, they can find you at your website, scalarlight.com.
Yes.
Is there anything else you want to tell our listeners today?
Yes. In order for me to prove this, you're going to prove it to yourself. Now, this is a new science once again, and the instruments are unique. So go to the website. We offer 15 days of free session. Anybody in the world is entitled to 15 days of free session. Scalarlight.com, S-C-A-L-A-R, scalarlight.com. You can send in photographs of your pets if you want to. Include your family.
Just going
to
ask that.
Include your family. And, you know, every day I receive thousands of photographs from people around the world. What are we going to do? We're going to balance your chakras. We're going to deliver nutrients. And then the third modality will eradicate microbes. We'll bring microbes, germs, to a state of chaos. We do that for 15 days. I do that because I want to prove that this works. So you can prove it for yourself.
Awesome. Are there any words of wisdom that you'd like to leave our listeners with today?
Yes. Let's change the world. Let's be happy. Technology, when it's used appropriately, will help mankind. This technology has a great potential. Help me get the word out. Let's change the world for the better.
I love that. I love that. I think that's fantastic. Well, definitely, if anybody is interested in trying this out, there's 15 days free. I will have a link in the show notes for that and to your website. You also have a YouTube and a Facebook, so anybody can see your reviews and your YouTube, your Facebook. So if they want more information, they can go right to that and see for themselves. You know, I might send a picture of my dog in to you. Yeah.
You'll prove it to yourself.
I'll prove it to myself. And I can always, you know, have that recommendation for you as well if I do it too. So why not?
God bless. Sure. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Tom, for coming on the show today. I will definitely have all this information in the show notes so anybody can be linked to that. And I really appreciate you coming on today and sharing this groundbreaking energy light therapy with us and the world.
Thank you. We're going to change the world for the better. Thank
you. Yes, we definitely are. Thank you, everybody, for listening. If you are interested in learning more about this, please go to the show notes and find out more, and you can find all his information listed on there. So we appreciate you all, and we will see you all next week.